Welcome back to The Price of Business. I'm your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. I tell you, there's a big event happening very soon in Europe that's going to have an overflow impact on American business. And we're going to talk about that with our guest, John Barchi, and he's with a company called Arrakis Consulting. That's A-R-R-A-K-I-S, consulting.com. John, a little bit about yourself and your company, and kind of set the stage of the big event that is not only going to affect the European Union, but kind of have an effect on international companies everywhere.
Well, great. Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, Arrakis Consulting, we are specialists in trust advisory services for executive managers. And we work a lot with chief information security officers and whoever has the primary security role within an organization. And the biggest concern these days is around May 28th, the new European General Data Protection Regulation is going to kick in. And if you're an international company, it's going to affect you.
Okay. Talk about the immediate impact. In fact, before we get into that, a little more context about your company, a little more background. How large is it? Is it an international company, a U.S. company? You know, where are you located? Just a little more of the elevator speech, if you will, on the company itself, just for context.
Oh, sure. Yeah. We're located in Phoenix, Arizona. We're an international company. We deal with large and small businesses, and primarily we just try and fill the gap of where someone comes in and says, we don't know how to do this. We say, okay, we can take care of that, from, you know, executive protection down to, you know, firewall rule or creation if necessary. The organization itself is constantly growing. I think the last time I checked, we had about 11 consultants.
Very good. All right. So GDPR, what is short for, what it would be general data, what is it called? General Data Protection.
Protection. Regulation.
Yeah. Regulation. How is it immediately going to affect U.S. businesses?
Well, the primary thing is it's going to require new rules surrounding the collection of data subject data. And now data subjects are European citizens or citizens who are in Europe who are utilizing your service. So it's pretty well defined within regulation, but it's basically a data subject is an EU citizen or someone who has sent you personal data from the European Union.
So basically, it's just saying, you know, if you're a company from outside Europe, you're going to have to play by the same rules as the companies that are here if you're trying to do business here, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. We're still, you know, we're going to have to see how it all shakes out because, you know, people can still say, well, look, I'm a domestic U.S. company. I don't have any business in Europe. How can you possibly claim to affect me? Right, and that'll be worked out by the regulatory agencies and lawsuits. But if you're doing business in Europe, you're already affected.
Yeah, no question about it. So, what are some things that businesses need to do, and what are going to be the implications for an American business if it's not prepared?
Well, the primary implication is that GDPR has a couple technical controls that they want to see put in place, and a whole bunch of logical controls that they would like to see implemented that sometimes run counter to domestic U.S. thinking in terms of data. When most businesses get the data, we think of the data as ours and that we can manipulate it as we see fit to get the results that we need. And, you know, provided we don't give it to somebody else without permission, we're in good shape. And GDPR changes that on its head. From now on, when you get this personal data, it's not ours. We're just the custodians of it, and we can only use it for the express purpose for which we acquired it. And that changes things,
wow,
especially for the big guys like Facebook and Google. Yeah.
Wow. You know, that is – man, John, that's un-American. Essentially they cease to be owners of that, essentially, in Europe.
It may be un-American. It depends on whether or not Congress in 10 years passes a similar regulation.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm not romantic. I'm very aware that that we have our own overreaching problems here in this country. No question about it. So
bear in mind that for every groan that you heard from a business marketing manager who said, "Oh wow, that's going to change my business model," you heard a yippee from a customer who's, you know, who has felt that they've been abused with their data being used against their will. So.
Sure. Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. I think, yeah, it's a little, you know, I believe the reality is that people need to have eyes more wide open when they use, you know, websites that have the potential of accumulating data. And, you know, to me, everything's contractual. So you're agreeing to use this, then there's implications to doing that. And if you don't want those implications, don't use it. It's like renting a bike, you know, on a beach. You know, the consumer needs to be more, I guess you say, buyer beware, right?
That's correct. In fact, GDPR definitely gives the ability for that. What they require is that the consent form be very informative when someone does business with you. And that for each action with which you intend to use their data, there's a separate consent form. And that's in the regulation, and that's probably one of the first steps as a business owner in the United States or based in the U.S. but going to do business in Europe, that you have to take into consideration is the consent forms are changing.
Yeah.
So it's no longer one big consent form at the beginning of your web page and you're done. It's going to be a little bit more complex than that.
So obviously companies like Facebook, they're going to be well prepared. They probably have an entire division that handles these type of things. But any company doing business there is vulnerable. And we got a little bit over a minute left, John. Kind of give us some thoughts of what these business owners should be thinking about, what they should be pursuing.
Sure. The primary thing here is that they want you to be prepared to answer their regulatory concerns. And so they would like you to acquire a role called the data protection officer. So you don't necessarily need to hire a new headcount, but you do need to create this role as the interaction between the supervisory agencies and the EU and your organization. Consider the getting the DPO if you have 250 or more employees. It's just flat out that's going to be the general rule. Some supervisory authorities will want them even if you're a small organization. Then technically, for the technical guys, think in terms of data minimization and something known as pseudonymization, which we on our side, if you're familiar with our credit card processing, PCI DSS, tokenization or secure vaulting of the data. And so there's architecture changes and business culture changes with consent forms that need to be taken into consideration. And then there's a little bit of complexity. Get your lawyers involved because the right to be forgotten, the right to access and data portability are all significant and are going to affect how you process the data subject's personal data.
Okay. And so obviously they need to be talking to consultants like companies like yours. And again, I wanted to spell out to make it real clear as I wrap up the segment, and John Barcher has been our guest. The website again, ARRAKIS, ArrakisConsulting.com. I'm Kevin Price. You want to remind you, of course, the show continues 24/7 at priceofbusiness.com, where we're always adding new content, and we'll be back right after the break. But remember, you can check us out 24/7, the show that never ends, as we like to say. Also want to thank you for the listener for great feedback about our continued national expansion, including adding partner websites. We appreciate that. And do want to remind you, of course, that the Price of Business is nationally syndicated on the BizTalk Radio Network.